Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for everything that He is doing for us in this hour. Thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Good morning to the people of God. Thank God for He brought you to another day, a beautiful day on this beautiful Saturday. The Lord is good. Let's pray for one another. There are things are going on in this world, but one thing about it, if you stay focused and keep your eyes on the Lord, He will see you through this, the holy mountain where God is. And I thank God for all that He is. God is, mean God now. He is a now God, righteous God, the mercy God, the loving God, the compassion God. Everything that we need to want to know about our God is in the Word of God. And I truly thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, what a mighty day we are in, my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Thank God for His love. Thank God for His mercy. And thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But most of all, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Welcome, welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. You know Jesus is a sweet-smelling Savior. He's the Rosa Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. He is everything that we expected out of Him. And that's the same way He wants us to be out of us. He expects us to come to where He is, praise God, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Well, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Good morning to the body of Christ. Good morning to the prayer warriors. Good morning, praise God, to the apostles, the pastors, the bishop, praise God, to the teachers, praise God, to those who are in the assigned position, praise God. I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I'm going into the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, praise God, when I thank God for Isaiah say, Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of Zion, praise God. We need to experience the glory of God. We need to embrace His glory, and His love is His glory. We need to embrace the compassion and love of God in His glory. And truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rise upon you. See, darkness covered the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord arise among you, and His glory appears over you. Nation will come into your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Now, the darkness represents sin, praise God. The evil forces that's over, praise God, cover the earth, praise God. People are experiencing things that happen to them when they under the influence of darkness. Darkness represents the adversary, the enemy, the devil, praise God. But when you are in the light, and the light represents Jesus Christ, praise His holy name, we can see the way through when we are in the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Darkness, thick darkness, praise God. Thick darkness, praise God, is hovered over the nation, hovered over the earth. And people are operating under the spirit of darkness. There are so much stuff going on in this world. Praise God, it's not funny. People have taken their lives. They've taken other people's lives. You're hearing on the news. You're listening or you're reading in the newspaper or you're listening on the radio. You'll hear from other people. Oh my God, even come through your cell phone. Alert, praise God. Even the weather is getting out of control. But one thing about it, you must stay focused on the Lord. You must stay focused on Him. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. For the Lord says in John the 14th chapter, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Hallelujah. Thank God. We need to concentrate on what God is saying to us in this hour. We need to concentrate on the Word of God and stay focused every day. Penetrate on the Word of God, because we don't know the day nor the hour when God gonna have His Son to come back to gather those who are ready. But the Word of God say in Isaiah, arise and shine, for the light has come. The light bring forth happiness, bring forth joy, bring forth peace, bring forth everything that you need, serenity. The light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ come with the glory to break up everything. Those who are in darkness, God will bring them out of darkness into His marvelous light. But the thing is, you got to give your life to Jesus. Those who don't know Jesus today, this is your opportunity to give yourself to the Lord. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. Accept Jesus while you're on this earth, because you don't know when the Son of God is coming back. But we need to be ready. We need to be ready at all times. And that's why Isaiah says, arise and shine, for the light has come. The light is Jesus. He has come, praise God, to give us what we need of the glory. Hallelujah, to embrace His glory. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Let's lift up your eyes and look about me. You open your eyes and see the glory of God. And just experience and embrace the things that God, like Moses, praise God, when he was on the other side of the mount, praise God, he saw this fiery bush, but it did not consume. But God spoke through it, praise God, to let Moses know, hallelujah, that he is real, that God is real. How many of you know that God is real in your life? How many of you know when the Lord touched you? How many of you know when He deal with you in dreams and vision? How many of you know, praise God, when you know it is time for you to experience the presence of God, the burning bush experience? How many of you know that God going to heal you? You just believe that one day I'm going to be healed. How many of you know that God going to bring restoration upon your life? Praise God, that a revival is going to start with you and embrace you, hallelujah, in the glory of God. How many of you know that you are sure, praise God, that you're going to be in the heaven with God? How many of you know, praise God, that's the reason why you have to experience the power, the presence of God. And the Word of God says, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. We need to get in the spirit realm and experience the presence of God and stay close to Him as much as you can, because the day, hallelujah, is going to be a typical day when you're not expecting that the Lord Jesus Christ will appear, praise God, among His people. So children of God, let us be ready for the Lord. Let us prepare ourselves for the Lord. Don't be like the five foolish virgins, did not have their oil. But let us be the wise virgin that have our oil ready when Jesus is soon to come. And I thank God of all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But while we on this earth, let us experience the power and the glory of God. Let us experience His love, the love, the joy of the word, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I thank God for Jesus. And I know some of you are weak along the way. You don't know if you're going to hold out. You don't know if you're going to make it through because of all these things is adding up against you. You feel like your back against the wall. You don't know where to turn. You don't know should you turn to the right or to the left. But one thing about it, if you know God, like you say you know God, and you have a relationship, you say you have a relationship with God, the word of God says, fret not thyself because of evil doers. The Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. Thank God for John the 14th chapter. If we read it sincerely and know without a doubt that the Lord is on our side, so we have to trust Him every step of the way. And I truly thank God for His grace and mercy. I thank God for His love. I thank God for being the God that He is to us today. My people of God, let us dwell in the house of the Lord. Let us dwell in the spirit of the righteousness. Let us be exposed to the glory of God. That's why Isaiah said, arise and shine, for the light has come. That's Jesus. He is the light of the world. He has come, and He's coming back again. And I thank God for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when He do return, I pray that every one of you give your life to Jesus. Give yourself to Him while the light is shining. The beams of light going to be exposed. And children of God going to recognize that light. And those who are in the grave, they're going to recognize the voice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, I thank God for this hour. Let not the darkness overtake you. Get into the light while you have the opportunity. Don't wait at the last minute. When you hear the trumpet call, when you hear the voice of our Savior, Jesus Christ, let us get up and light our lamp and let us walk when He calls on us. And let us know you are the good and faithful servant when you are faithful, when you are faithful to Him. So let us ask God to help us. Let us repent and ask God to forgive us our sin. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Let us repent of whatever we do. Let us embrace our Lord and Savior. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and the body of Christ. God bless.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Do we need to confess our sins to God? After all, didn't Christ's death remove all our sins when we made a confession of our faith? Well, stay with us to find out the answer to these questions and more.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He hath said? To you who for refuge to Jesus have fled, fear not, I am with thee, O be.
This is Steve Schwetz for the